It's the Gathering Storm on Radio Bucky.
But like, it's Gathering Storm here, and I'm in an awfully bony house, and I'm just about to speak to Ron and Andrew. Why am I here again, folks?
Andrew and Ron. I always put Andrew first, because he's a good-looking one.
That doesn't really translate to the radio, so you're going to sing us some songs, aren't you?
Yes, we'll do our best.
Okay, I'll just let you get on with it.
Right, this is a wee song that I wrote about the tuna bucky. Please forgive my accent. I'm an Aberdonian, and I'm putting on a bit of a local accent as far as I can be aware and manage. Andrew, where did you originate?
Well, originally I was born in England. I was brought up in Wales, but I lived most of my life in Scotland. So my accent varies from time to time. But this song, it's going to be as Scottish as possible.
Excellent. Now, sadly, I didn't understand a word Andrew said. So, anyway, on we go. This is a song to the tune of Singing the Blues, which was a big hit for a guy called Guy Mitchell. Also, Tommy Steele, of Half a Sixpence fame. It's called, as I say, Singing the Blues.
And it was written by Ron.
The lyrics.
The lyrics.
Yes, the lyrics. If you bide here in Bucky, you'll ken fit a mean fin. I say it's half a bonny, tidy and clean of the year in. It's a great place to be.
The old folks and the young, I do their best to keep the tune spotless, and they pass the test. The streets are tidy, fit a grand place to be.
I'm as conscientious here, aye, that's true. They all work together, give them their due. They didn't drop rubbish and graffiti is loot. Bucky is a wee gem, that there's nae doubt. When the tourists come to visit in sunny July, they see Bucky spark beneath a clear blue sky, and they're happy. This tune's the bee's knees.
The air here can be bracing, even in July. Say, keep your thermals ready on standby. You just never can fit the weather meant to bring.
Audi's conscientious here, aye, that's true. They all work together, give them a due. They down a drop rubbish and graffiti is good. Bucky is a wee gem, oh, that there's nae doubt. The shop is big and small to spend your money. Hey, a wee wander fin, it's nice and sunny by an ice cream. Watch the world gone by.
Watch it for the seagulls, a bit of a pest. They swoop and sweep and cavenge, they never rest. They look so bonny, but they make a real mess.
I was conscientious here, aye, that's true. They all work together, give them their due. They down a drop rubbish and graffiti is loose. Bucky is a wee gem, oh, that there's nae doubt. There's a choir here in Bucky, led by Jane Murray. In May and December there's hours of flurry, cause it's concert time. The tickets sell like hotcakes.
Be sure to gang and see them, they're ever say good. They get you to the rafters, they've never been moved, they're entertaining. We the songs of hijinks.
Abby's conscientious here, aye, that's true. They all work together, give them a due. They then a drop rubbish and graffiti is it. Bucky is a wee gem.
Oh, that there's nae doot.
Well, thanks to the audience gathered here for that uproarious round of applause. We certainly didn't expect that.
Okay, and, folks, that was the opening number. And next up, we'll have something else.
Okay, it's another song about Bucky, would you believe? Surprise, surprise.
Nothing.
Also puts Bucky in a very good light. And every word is true and from the heart.
Ron, I'm an Aberdonian as well. And
I feel
affectionate about Cullen in the same sort of way we do about Bucky.
Yes.
How long have you been up here for? What brought you up here?
I've lived in the area, Moray District, for the last 35 years,
wow.
Anyway. Since I was about 15.
Okay.
Well, okay, a little bit older than that. I jest. I'm now in my 60s, so...
Well, speaking as a fellow Aberdonian, yes, I do.
Another one?
Yes!
Gosh.
So, the lyrics do hit home, it really does.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a really good... If we ever got the chance to make this into a hit, it would be a perfect tourism attraction kind of thing.
Right, I think so. Rather than driving people away from the town, it might actually bring them in.
Bring them in!
I think it must be Andrew's magnetic personality that would
be
responsible for that.
Could be you both, you never know.
Well, Andrew Savory here. I've been teaching at Bucky for 25 years, so I feel very well connected to the Bucky community. And now singing with the Bucky community choir as well, I'll always feel part of the Bucky community.
And do you think a large number of people feel as proud of Bucky as you guys obviously do?
I'm sure. I think there's a genuine love of the town and the area.
Yeah.
In the hearts of most folks who reside in this town, they are justifiably proud of what there is around them. Scenery, amenities, culture, history, heritage. It's all here.
And also the number of people that go away from Bucky, maybe to go to university or jobs elsewhere, that do come back again at some point in the future to live permanently.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do another song. This one's to the tune of Over the Sea to Sky. So again, apologies to the writer of the tune, but the words I can claim as my very own, for better or for worse. Bonnie, doon by the sea, a tune for charm and grace. The folks abide here, you'll surely agree, are the best in the pale human race. They're generous and kind, thoughtful and warm, they'll never see you stop. They'll be a shelter for the fierce storms when you've hit a wee bit of bad luck.
Oh, but he chats to you out on the street, wanting to be your friend. They're honest and true, nae time for deceit. They'll stand by you right to the end. The air here is fresh, at times really cool, and the scenery's awful pretty. Take a wee stroll to Trafreen or Bacool, be glad you're nae in the big city.
Maybe you'll play on the golf courses there, could ye be the next Tiger Woods? Fit ever your recent performances were, do your best to come up with the goods. there's a talented group, both singers in tune. They eyed their best for Jane. When she sings her baton, they sing up in Doon. Ah, was a bonny refrain.
Their concerts are cool and always sell toot. The audience is joining the fun. The choir is the best in Scotland, nay doot, and Jane is a star number one. The bogies are few in the harbour, it's true, but the links we the fishing are strong. The Heritage Museum reminds me anew to forget our past would be wrong.
The future for Bucky is looking real bright. It's a wee gem we lost to commend it. By day or by night, it's a real bonny sight. Mary Matter will always be splendid.
Yay. Well done.
Thank you. Okay.
I got me thinking about the different places in Scotland that have songs with place names, and I just wonder if you've just made one for Bucky.
I think so.
Yeah. They think of Fivey and you do Sky and Loch Lomond and so forth. Bucky doesn't have one, does it?
No, we don't. No.
Well, actually, if I may contradict you, Nick, we do know a song called The Bonnie Boats of Bucky, which Eilis and Clare used to sing, and I believe it's on one of her albums from many decades ago.
Okay.
And there's also a wee song, interestingly enough, from your point of view, Nick, called Cuthy Cullen.
Okay.
Ah.
And we have the words for both. So.
Oh, well,
who knows?
There's two for the future.
Yeah.
There is actually a song by the KLF called Porpoise Song, which mentions Bucky.
Okay.
Because Bill Drummond spent a lot of time spent some time deep sea fishing.
Right.
And he refers to the fact that all the crew were Bucky men.
Right.
Which I can only imagine. It's not one of their singles, by the way.
And there wasn't a song in Tutti Frutti, was there?
No, there was just the station on that. Have you seen Tutti Frutti?
Robbie Coltrane, many years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
John Byrne wrote it, didn't he? The guy from the Erne.
Aye. The Bucky episode, which I recently rewatched, I thought, wow, look how this place has changed. They're driving up and doing Cathedral Street at 8 Point, and that's just gone now. And fascinating. You don't want to hear me gibber on about 20 years ago. 30 years ago, in fact. But I recommend it. Oh, I'll be able to watch it. It's great.
Well, it's Andrew Savory back here again, or Andy Savory, as I really prefer.
Right.
I've taught at Bucky Community High School for 25 years, and in my religious education classes, I have either annoyed or infused my pupils with the singing of the Narnia rap. These are the words I wrote to show some of the Christian meanings that can be found in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. The Bucky kids either loved it or hated it, but with a bit of encouragement, most joined in. So here it is, the Narnia rap. The Lion, Witch and Wardrobe is more than just a film. There's Christian meanings are hidden within. Narnia stands for the world that we see. The witch is the devil and the sin in you and me. Also in the Bible is the Garden of Eden. And there was a tree from which no one should be feeding. This is like Narnia before the witch came in. It stands for the world before the devil or sin. Temptation's a nasty thing which we should fight. For Ed was a prince or eating Turkish delight. Aslan stands for God, Jesus and good. He is the Lord and the King of the world. The 12 disciples of Jesus are the guys represented by the children, trying to be wise. Now Evan stands for Judas, a betrayer and a sinner. Mr. Beaver thought he was when he sat down to dinner. Followers of Aslan stand for friends of God as well. Falls over which would follow Satan into hell. Narnia has some prophecies, one written on a table. Jesus has some prophecies, you find them in the Bible. When the witch had some enemies, stone was her solution. When Christians suffered, it was persecution. God gives to us, atoned by presents from St. Nick. Lucy's potion means that God is power to heal the sick. In front of Aslan, the children kneel. By worshipping in front of God is how they feel. Edmund he said sorry to Aslan before too long. Like a sinner's repentance to God for doing wrong. If sinners don't repent, their soul is Satan's claim. The witch he wants to trade his life in Narnia, that's the same. The girls are with Aslan before his death caused by his enemy. Like disciples and Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Aslan was locked down and Jesus was as well. Before both of them died, that's what the stories tell. To the stone table or the cross, both of them were led. But that's not the end, because they both rose from the dead. Now the children of Narnia, when Aslan went away, when Jesus went to heaven, the Christian church began, they say. So now you know the Narnia story's more than just a film. You've learnt about the Easter story hidden just within.
Yay! So how often have you done that one?
Oh, goodness knows. I mean, probably 20 years or so we've been singing it, and if each class was doing it for about 5 or 6 lessons each first year class. But the great thing is that some pupils, even when they get into 6th year, still remember some of the words from their first year. As I say, they either love it or they hate it.
And when you were doing it, did you show them the film at the same time?
Yeah, we showed them the film. They learnt some of the Christian meanings. And some of the kids even wanted to learn actions to go along with the Narnia app. So some of them did a little bit of dancing and dabbing or whatever it is they do nowadays to link in with the words of the poem.
And did you encourage any of them to read the book?
We didn't encourage them to read the book, but some of them read the books and also the other books in the series as well, because they wanted to themselves.
I can't remember who wrote the books. Who was it?
Oh, C.S. Lewis.
Ah, of course. Yes.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's fairly spun me back to my first year days. Oh.
Of course, Leah, you did the Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe.
I did, yes, but I don't think we had very nice dance routine that year, if I remember rightly. But no, it really has spun me back, and it's really well put together. After hearing it, it's really sparked the memory, thinking, wow, I really do love that story and the genre and the meaning behind it as well. So this would be a great thing for the likes of the Spotlight Juniors and All Aboard the Story Express. If you guys want to learn more about it, I'm sure we'll have a copy of this over on the website and also our social media as well. So, what have you got coming up next?
Well, I've got a little item here. This is a song, well, rather, a poem that I wrote basically after being involved with Bucket Community Choir on Saturday morning at a very special event, a commemorative service for George Imlah McIntosh, who is one of Bucky's favourite sons and most heroic residents from the past. And he fought 100 years ago at the Battle of Passchendaele. So, in a sense, it's a follow-on. Maybe you could relate it to Andrew's Lion, Witch and Wardrobe, the battle between good and evil. And at Passchendaele, there were examples of both, obviously. In the heat of battle, One never knows how one is going to react, but George McIntosh proved that he was courageous and dedicated to his comrades, his brothers in arms. So I've written this little poem called Lest We Forget. This summer, crowds of folk turned out to pay their dues to a man called George. He had everything to lose when he risked his life and limb in an act of true grit. To save his comrades, he was ready to tack the hit. 20 years of age, born and bred in Buckie, this Gordon Highlander was heroic and plucky. For his service to his mates, he was awarded the VC. At Passchendaele, they all fought to keep our nation free. By damned is the motto on the badge. It means steadfast. George didn't shun his duty. He would fight to the last. He ran at the enemy. Fit thoughts passed through his head. Within a matter of minutes, 'twa Germans lay dead. George carried 'twa machine guns back to his lines, dodging barbed wire, mud and mines. To men like Private McIntosh, we owe a massive debt. The reason I wrote this poem, lest we forget.
Said earlier on about being Aberdonian, and then you said you too, and Leah as well. And mm-hmm. I've been really struck with the recent Armistice Service events in Buckie that I've attended, and then the Gordon Highlander event. That clearly Buckie is not a town that does forget.
No.
It's very, very impressive the way it responds to things like that. And I suppose that it is a fear that people do forget, but you know. Certainly in a place like this, it doesn't appear to be the case. So.
No. It's so important, isn't it, to remember those who sacrificed their lives, or sacrificed a limb, or a family member, or whatever.
It's also very good that people of all ages were gathered there together to remember, not just those that lived closer to that particular time.
Yeah. May it always be the case that people do carry that thought in their heads, that we're here through what these people achieved on the battlefield and in horrific circumstances, and prepared to sacrifice all for us.
Yes, a very commendable poem.
Thank you.
I did witness the Gordon Highlander event. I was working, but it was fairly impressive to see. And at least you got the weather for it. As the day after wouldn't have been as conducive. And, what you say about like people remember because of the tight knit communities back then. Well, literally, there were practically no roads up here, let's be honest, and fuck Bedford for that. So they go off to war, and they didn't come back. That's a sore loss to a community.
Yes.
And as we forget this in today's instant diddly-dee culture, where you can contact somebody in Japan within a matter of seconds, can. But back in the day, last century, we've come so far in 100 years, just like the 100 years that preceded that. That is progress. The next 100 years will hopefully see, if not the end of war, a different way of fighting by googling Falcon Gun. This is a picture I don't like. And that's the kind of war I'd rather fight than dying for needless nonsense.
No more bloodshed.
I'm not an old hippie. Anyway, you were going to finish with one last piece, yes? Or have you run out of stuff?
I think we have.
Okay, that's good enough.
Sadly, run out of stuff.
My lovely hostess, Pat, for a wonderful cup of tea. It's the only reason I came.
She also played on the maracas.
Yes, also she was part of the musical accompaniment to the Narnia rap. So this was Ronan Andrew, and very, very interesting it was. So hopefully I see you two again. This would be the Gathering Storm signing off. This is the